This is Jesse Gilmore with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. To celebrate tree planting season, we will be doing a mini-series on some of the best trees to put in your landscape, as well as things to watch out for with certain species. This week's talk is about the walnut. There are two species of walnuts commonly grown. Black walnuts are far more common in our area since we lie within its native range. These trees can grow from 100 to 130 feet tall in the wild, although under landscape cultivation more often only grow to 70 feet. Location is important when choosing where to plant new black walnut trees, as walnuts falling onto cars have occasionally been known to make dents and crack windshields. As with most food-producing plants, the walnuts are the star of the walnut tree. In states like Missouri, black walnuts are grown commercially as a native food crop with few outright pests. People who try black walnuts often swear by their flavor when compared to English walnuts, but good luck finding someone who has tried one. Black walnut shells are notoriously hard to crack, often requiring specialized machinery to unlock the proverbial treasure chest. Even if you can't get to the nuts themselves, the mature brown husks can be used to make a dye or coloring agent. Keep in mind that these will stain your hands and anything else they touch. For more information on the Kansas Seedling Conservation Program, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report.